Following programming is sponsored by Carol Captus Holloway, doing business as Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Well, good Tuesday morning. Welcome to Our House here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway on this wonderful, can we say wonderful, November 5th voting day. We are going to talk a little bit about that today and how whoever gets in office could affect your life, buying a house, building a house, remodeling a house, being a first-time buyer, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about that today because I think it's important. Maybe talking today will fall on somebody's ears and they'll be like, you know what? Maybe this is the way I should go. First of all, let me give a shout out to our sponsor, LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding in Brush Smooth Finish. They are absolutely one of my favorite siding products out there. They are designed to last longer with superior protection against the elements and are treated with four components of protection called the Smart Guard process. This adds strength and helps the products withstand impacts of freeze, thaw cycles, high humidity, fungal decay, and termites. Yes, they are absolutely fabulous. And if you are interested in siding your house or even adding an addition, you can visit lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes. We are live right now at 860 a.m. on the radio, on the podcast right here at WWDB. The podcast will be up later. We are also live on Odyssey. And if you ask Alexa, you can get us there as well. You can send me any questions that you might have or comments on Instagram or Facebook under Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Okay, people, as I said yesterday on my Tell Me More show, do you have your popcorn ready? Do you have your wine and beer ready? Is it going to be a late night for you? Or are you sitting on the edge of your seat? Because, like, now it's done. Now it's up to you to get out and vote. And I want to share with you some of the things that I think were really important here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts, because women were not even able to buy a home until the 1970s. Can you believe that? Like, there were more single woman homeowners than men going back to now, but going back to the time when women couldn't even have a credit card. In 1974, the ECOA, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, made it illegal for banks and financial institutions to refuse loans and credit to unmarried women or based on gender or marital status. Can you believe that? It was in 1968 that the Fair Housing Act prohibited discrimination in homeownership based on sex, race, religion, and other classes. So women have faced so many problems in their life. Like, we couldn't get a mortgage until 1974, and it was even harder than that. I mean, we couldn't get a credit card till, I'm trying to remember what year it was. But it took women a long time to do this. And women are a huge part in the construction industry. We have faced discrimination in housing, in the mortgage industry throughout history. Home ownership rate for women has been steadily increasing and is now only 5 points lower than the rate for single men. And women still represent a smaller percentage of mortgage borrowers than men. I thought it was higher, but my statistics here are a little bit different. And despite having higher interest rates, lower incomes, and larger debt loads, women are less likely to default on mortgages compared to men. So this is pretty interesting when I was doing a lot of the research on this. So up until the 1980s, legislative changes were less profound in the 80s, a decade in which the average 30-year mortgage rates reached an all-time high. I was able to buy my first home in the 1980s. I think it was 24 when I bought my first house. I was going to say 25, but I'm pretty sure I was 24. Right after we were able to really actually buy a house. Isn't it amazing that we women have had such a hard time? And they say behind every good man is a better woman. So I want to talk about voting and how tariffs can affect us. So I am beseeching on people to get out the vote today. You need to get out the vote and vote for what's right for you. So let's talk about how tariffs are going to affect the housing industry and who benefits from tariffs and why are they a good thing to have? Well, personally, I don't think tariffs are a good thing to have because what people don't realize is in very simple terms, tariffs are taxes imposed on a country's goods imported from another country. So basically what that means is if the former president says, oh, I'm going to put huge tariffs on everything that's being imported, I'm going to put a 25% tariff on it, I'm going to put an import on cars, I'm going to put an import on goods, whether it comes from China, Canada, Mexico, India, Thailand, wherever. Come on, people, don't you all love your iPhones and your computers and your tablets and your TVs and your appliances and some of the building materials that I'm going to be talking about? A lot of these are imported. And here is what happens with a tariff. The only person that's going to benefit from a tariff is the president. If he is the one, the former president, if he is the one that gets elected, because consumers, both individuals and businesses, are negatively affected by higher prices. What do I mean by that? Remember, we get a lot of coffee imported in our country. I'm having a cup right here with you all this morning. And here's what happens with a tariff. It doesn't go against the country, as the former president, citizen Donald Trump would have you believe. The tariffs are placed on businesses and consumers here in the United States. So if something coming in from another country, like an iPhone, cost $1,000, which you know a lot of you have pocketed, put it out of your pocket to buy an iPhone. Now, when it comes into the country, it's going to have whatever tariff he sets on it, if he is indeed elected as the president. Let's just say it's a 50% tariff. Well, now that iPhone is $1,500 instead of $1,000. So when it's imported into the country, the tariff is slapped on it by whoever the importer is. Then they have to make up for some of that money that they've had to put out of their pocket. So they're going to put a tax on top of that, or they're going to raise the price of the goods. So that iPhone that was $1,000 came into the country costing the importer $1,500. Now they're going to put another tax on it or an increase in the sale so that they can make up some of their money. Maybe it's $100, maybe it's $200. So that $1,000 phone is now costing you, let's say, $1,700. Now think about this, people, when it comes to building a house or buying goods to build a house. We ultimately, the consumers, are going to pay for it. Now, I know the understanding is to buy in the United States, buy USA products. But let's face it, a lot of us don't. We're on Amazon. We are on different places buying materials, even when we're doing our house renovations, when we're adding lamps or furniture or anything like that. We are online buying these things. Even though some things can be made in the United States, some of the parts like seats and springs and different programs and computer chips come from overseas. If those items are taxed, we, the people, are paying for it. And you know where it goes? Right into the government's pocket. It's supposed to come back and help us, but there's no guarantee that it will. They are so harmful because domestically, for domestic industries here, it makes it harder for us to be competitive in many ways. It can hurt domestic consumers since there will be a lack of competition, which then pushes up the prices. That's why people buy things overseas. Have you looked at appliances? Your Samsung TVs, your Samsung appliances, your Samsung phones, your iPhones, all of these things, not to mention all the other building materials that we're going to get into. So a tariff is imposed on us to help us to try to buy here in the United States. Some people don't realize that. I believe in buying here in the United States. I believe in American-made products, but there's a lot of stuff, just like the computer I'm on right now, just like the stuff in the studio has parts from other countries. So are there pros and cons? Well, if you examine the pros and cons of what it reveals on a very complex landscape here in the United States, it can cause huge increase in consumer cost. It can cause potential trade wars, market inefficiencies, and it can cause inflation at its worst. And under the plan that is going to happen if Donald Trump gets into office, we will feel that. Many governments impose taxes and trade barriers to protect the industries within their country. You know, free trade has been a benefit to consumers here in our country because it gives us many choices. But if you are limited and forced to buy things, is it going to be made as well? A lot of things made in the United States are fabulous, but they are a little bit higher than what we normally would see. So economists have long known that tariffs on imports not only reduce the demand for imports, they also discourage imports, but they also drive up inflation. And this is one of the problems that we are going to have. The advantage, it's more money for the government, but if you have a fascist type, dictator type person running that office, that money is not going to trickle down to you, the middle class. So please, when you go to mark your ballot or pull your lever or whatever you do today, think wisely about what you are doing. Businesses in home countries have a better chance of competing, or, you know, here in the United States, our home country, but we will pay the tariffs. People don't realize that it when somebody's out there touting, oh, I'm going to put tariffs, it's going to be 200%. Think about the cars and the trucks you need for your businesses. If you have to get something that's an import, let's talk about all the imported cars and trucks that are out there. Think of the tariffs that you may have to pay. So economically, this is going to raise the prices here in the United States. People do not realize how important it is to pay attention to what's happening in the polls. Pay attention to who is out there fighting for all of us to have a better life, for the middle class to have a better life. Who is out there to help us with our new businesses that we might want to start in the construction industry or in the design or home improvement or interior design industry? Who's out there saying, I'm here, I want to help you get your business off the ground? It doesn't matter whether you're male or female, black, orange, yellow, white, red, whatever color. It doesn't matter. Who's going to help those first-time buyers? I have talked about first-time buyers on my show. I cannot tell you how many times. Go back through the podcast. First-time buyers is huge for our economy, absolutely huge for our economy. But the way things have been, it's been really hard through the years for people to be able to buy a house. Now, there have always been state programs and federal programs out there. I've been over the programs. But to have somebody like Kamala Harris say, I want to help you. I want to give you $25,000 so that you can put that down payment on a house and be able to have the American dream. This is really, really important. The difference in single people owning a house between the 1980s and 2021, more single women were able to purchase a house going into 2021. Yep. 11% in 1981 compared to 19%. And single men actually stopped buying houses as much. It went down by 1%. But these are important issues for everybody to consider when they are out there looking to buy a house. What about all of you people that are trying to start a family out there? So you finally bought your new house, you want to do revisions, you want to start a family. We have struggled in this United States. I am sick of hearing, I'll be so happy when the political commercials are over. But think about it, people. Do you want to be able to wake up every day and go, okay, the government is working, it's another day? Or do you want to look at Trump on the airwaves every day bashing people? I have neighbors that a lot of people know that I'm a Kamala Harris supporter, but I'm surrounded by a lot of Trump people here as well. But I will say to you that I don't care who my neighbors vote for. Of course, I want them to vote for Kamala Harris. They're still my neighbors. If I needed something, I could knock on their door. We are not allowing that distension that's being pushed over the news and the media from Trump. The stuff that comes out of his mouth is just horrendous. It drives me up a wall. So let's talk about some of the things that are going to affect us in the home remodeling, home building, home improvement industry that will ultimately affect you and drive prices up. By the way, the economy has been getting better every single month. Right now, we have one of the best economies that we have had. And remember that even though Kamala Harris was the vice president under Biden, Biden was ultimately the president who made the choices and the decisions. And he could only do that with or without the support of the Congress, which many times stifled him from making real decisions that would have helped us every single day. So I want to break that down too when we come back. But I do want to take a quick commercial break. And then we're going to come back and talk about the industry of home improvements and building and construction and how it's going to affect you if tariffs were put on the products that we use every day or the products that we need to build our homes or remodel or anything like that. Super, super important. I think people need to know. So I do pray that you are listening to this and that you are paying attention. If I can persuade one person today, one person, I will have done my job to go out there and vote today for democracy and the Constitution and the rights of all people and not have people being stifled. So on that note, you are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly siding.
24. How does the bastion of the West democratically search out how to stay united as we churn out vitriol and bots and memes and try to work out how we can rebuild the trust and boost the turnout?
Apathy, finger pointing, idle institutions, threats of retribution and a threatened constitution. Not so fast. See, our founding fathers brought the wisdom, listing ways to coexist with our election system.
Tyler, that was great. That's from Hamilton the musical.
It's actually, I think, it's by the cast of Hamilton, but it's made recently, like a month ago from them.
Wow, that is awesome. That's what we're dealing with here in the country. Wait till I tell you, listeners, thanks for finding that. We might have to play that one again. Let me tell you, listeners, the stuff that is going to be affected in buying homes. Now, you've heard me talk about commodities. I usually do it 4-5 times a year, the price of imports, the price of, you know, the materials that we need to build our homes. China is our biggest trade partner. We know that. We also know that we need to be careful with China. I'm not going to get into that part of the political stuff because I don't understand it all. We also know a lot of contractors will tell you, don't use lumber and steel and drywall from China. It's not the same. We have to be very careful with items that we buy, but we also have items that come from other countries as well. Now, keep in mind, in 2022, the United States imported over $3 billion United States dollars worth of cement, concrete, and artificial stone products. Meanwhile, the export of those products amounted to $285 million U.S. dollars, and the imports of cement were also much higher than the exports of other types of material. So some of the things that we import into this country, you're going to be shocked, because these are things that go into building our houses. Some contractors stay away from Chinese imported things. Some contractors do not. So there's so many products out there. And I think what I would like to do with everybody next week is talk again. I've done this show at least once a year, if not twice a year. Products 100% built in the USA. Now, before I get into some of the lists that's out there, keep in mind, like I was saying, you can buy a faucet that's built in the United States, but there might be little technical parts in that faucet that come from China or another country. Like I said, seats and springs, things that make that faucet work. And if we have tariffs on the things coming into the United States, it's going to drive up the cost of your faucet, and you are going to be waiting for things to come in. So you think the lead time during COVID was long? I think you're going to see longer lead times as the tariffs are pushed and raised and become more complicated for us to navigate and for us to pay for. So importing construction materials can be cost effective. But we have to be careful. And I do want to buy American. I 100% want to buy American. But a lot of companies rely on imports to be able to do the things they have to do. And come on, consumers, I guarantee you that if you walk through your house and pick up the tchotchke in your house, you look at your phone, you look at your TV, you look at your appliances, you look at your toilet, you look at your faucets, look at the things around your house, and you will see how many things you have in your house that are imported from other countries. So the big thing Donald Trump has been touting is tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. We're going to make them pay. No, he's going to make us pay. So in 2022, as I said, cement in the U.S. imported more cement than it exported. Now, of course, we want to export products to other countries. We really, really want to be able to do that. But remember, we want to ship every single immigrant back to their country. And immigrants, believe it or not, people are the backbone of our country, because there's a lot of jobs that American people will not take. There's a lot of people out there that will not go and pick the crops. There's a lot of people out there that won't do the back busting jobs of digging the dirt and laying the cement and laying the stone and doing the things that they need to do for a house. That's why we rely on immigrants. Immigrants, our economy would tank if we didn't have the support of documented immigrants from other countries. There's a lot of statistics out there, a lot of stuff that's coming out of the orange-haired guy's mouth that are not true. So do your homework. If you have any time left to do it today before you vote, the polls are open until 8 o'clock. Concrete, the U.S.'s most imported product commodity, was worth more than $3 billion, $3 billion worth of concrete in 2022. Steel is a construction material that is often imported. Now, I have heard people many times in the past say, no steel, no Chinese steel, no steel from other countries. But it's still here. We still use it. Lumber. This is huge, too. There is a lot of lumber. There are American provisions to improve, you know, buying lumber here in the United States, but lumber is imported. More construction materials. We are going to see insulation. Insulation is often imported, and I'm going to do my research to see if we can get any American-made insulation. Electrical equipment is imported. Lots and lots of electrical equipment. You heard me talk about artificial stone and drywall. Now, there is a difference. I've even heard my husband, who you know is a licensed and insured carpenter contractor, talk about lumber and drywall and things like that. And he's very cautious when he goes out to buy those materials. But it's often imported from China. And EIF stucco mesh, that's the mesh that you use on your walls, is often imported from China. I hate it because of the slave labor that they have in China. And maybe this will change the way they do business, but I doubt it. If you listen to my show, not yesterday, but last week, on fentanyl in this country and the story that I was telling you about fentanyl coming into our country, it started in China. I mean, it didn't start. It started here in the United States, but China was the biggest importer of it. Great show. You got to listen to that. Anyway, steel framing, China, deck railing. We use a lot of decking and deck railing in our country. Comes from China. Siding. Now, here's the thing that I like about LP Smart Side. It is a USA product. So I just want to point that out. If you are looking for siding, go to lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes for siding. But a lot of siding comes from China, and roofing materials. It's really important for us to understand where these products are coming from. So inflation will happen with tariffs being attached to our products. It's going to cause higher gasoline prices. We may have a lack of shipping containers because guess what? They're not made here either. And a labor shortage are all contributing factors to the supply and demand change in the construction industry. So steel, concrete, and wood being among the most sought after materials that we use. So super, super important that we understand how important it is for us to get products that are here in our country whenever possible. But there are so many different things. I mean, this has been a great job. Now that the construction industry was down a little bit over the past couple months, I'm not quite sure what is driving that to go down. But let's look at who some of the largest suppliers of construction materials imported. Largest construction material contractors, manufacturers in the world that are manufacturing construction materials. Hopefully we're going to see better things happening, but they're also importing. And some of those, I can't even say the names of the countries, like Anikanch Cement, Chinese company. Okay. Heidelberg Cement. Let's see. That is from North Wales, Northwest England in the UK. Sherwin Williams. Yep, there's another one. Well, here we go. The good thing about Sherwin Williams, they just invested United States dollars $600 million in a new facility in a state-of-the-art headquarters in Cleveland, and they are set to open. They were set to open this year. I believe that they did already. I did not do my homework on that. They are a global leader in paint and paint coatings, and they are trying really hard to stay here in North America. Now, we all know of Ferguson. We all buy products from Ferguson, or we've been in one of their stores. Now, Ferguson is huge, $29 billion. They employ 35,000 people, 35,000. Yeah, I got to make sure I got my numbers right. They are the leading distributor of plumbing and heating supplies in North America. However, they do buy a lot of their products from overseas, and you have to be careful. You can go in and ask for American made, but unless you know the history of products, you're not going to know that those things are 100%. China National Building Materials, known as CNBM, does $29+ billion of revenue. Okay, not here in the United States, but in China. So cement, there's a Swiss company called Holcim, H-O-L-C-I-M, I can't pronounce it, a Swiss manufacturer of cement and aggregates and ready-to-mix concrete. So if Trump doesn't like these countries, he's going to impose higher tariffs on them. So there's so many more that are out there. Refrigeration products, huge, come from India. There's a lot. There's a company called Diakin Industries, a global leader in air conditioning and refrigeration. They collaborate with major construction firms to provide innovative climate control solutions. Air conditioning and refrigeration are crucial construction materials, and it's important that they ensure optimal temperatures and humidity control and heat and air conditioning in our house. Imported. Yep. So the list goes on and on and on with things that are being imported into our country from all over the world. And this is going to affect us 100%. So I can't stress to everybody enough to be cautious with how you're throwing your vote out there this year. This is the most volatile climate I have ever seen for voting ever. We had 4 years of President Trump. Some people would say it was great. Other people would say it was a disaster. I'm doing better under this administration, I have to admit. My stock markets, my 401ks have done better under this administration. I've been more comfortable. And I wake up every day without the anxiety of hearing Trump blasting people in this country over and over again for being slackers, for not being hard workers, for not agreeing with him. I mean, just so many things. Do you want to go through 4 more years of turmoil again? Because you know what's going to happen. Anyway, I want to talk about the housing market too. And these are some of the reasons why I like Kamala Harris. Now, you can go to each candidate's website and look up what they really stand for. And people say, oh, I don't know enough about her. Have you listened? She is telling you what she is going to do. Top economists, top scholars have said under her plan, we will thrive. Under Trump's plan, we will bankrupt this country. And how many of us are living on our Social Security checks? How many of us can't do the home improvements or can't do the things that we want to do because we're living paycheck, Social Security check each month, coming in from month to month, you know, trying to make ends meet? How many of us are in the sandwich generation, taking care of our parents and taking care of our children? How many of us want to protect our women in our country and give them the choice over their own body to make whatever decisions they make? It's their choice. It's between her and her doctor and her person that she worships, whoever that might be. You know, it's not our right to tell people what to do. it's not our right to make those decisions for people. So with that being said, let me take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to tell you about how it's going to affect the housing industry. And you are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. We are talking about the election and how it's going to affect this industry. People, please get out and vote today. Here in Pennsylvania, we need your votes. We need to vote for equity and freedom and joy and calmness. Aren't we tired of the rhetoric and the evil and the nastiness that's been going on? Let's go for a new way forward. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. We will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners, to build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly-siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly-siding.
All right, we are back. I just got a text message from Mary Lou who said, now I understand taxes. And that is so, so true. Or tariffs. People do not understand. Thank you, Mary Lou, for saying that. People do not understand what tariffs are and what they mean to us here in the United States. And that's why I won't be able to play this show again. It's time stamped. It's dated for today. But it's so important that we understand how it's going to affect all of us. Remember, it's important to have the facts. Inflation is just right now is at 2.1%. Okay. Incomes are up $4,000 this year, even after that inflation. Violent crime in our country is at a 50-year low. Why are you allowing yourself to be fear-mongered? The stock market is at record high. The unemployment is at the lowest low. Jobs really are plentiful in this country if some American people would just take the jobs. Gas prices in 21 states are below $3. We aren't deploying anyone in any wars here in the United States. Domestic manufacturing is super, super strong, and we want to get that even stronger here because we don't want to have to do the imports, but we will anyway. And energy production is at an all-time high. This is in the last 4 years. It started out tumultuous. We had, the economy was good in the beginning when Trump was in office because he was riding on the backbone of everything that Obama did to get the economy better, to bring up some of the debt that was going on in our country. So he rode on the backbone of that and the coattails of that. And then COVID hit and our country tanked. He did I need to take a drink of water. He did so much damage that when Biden got in office, he had to fix it. Now we are doing great. And whoever is in the office next will ride the coattails of all the hard work that has been going into the last 4 years to help us. Yes, grocery prices are higher, but the president doesn't control the grocery prices. But she can talk to the companies that are raising the prices. She can talk to the companies that are taking advantage and that have been price gouging. I've talked about price gouging here on the show so many times. So before I run out of time today, too, I just want to remind everybody about the election and knowing your rights today. Vote your conscience, vote what you think is best for your living. Just remember that you have representatives in your state that will listen to you and help you. And I don't believe for 1 minute that some of these representatives, if they are under the umbrella of Donald Trump, will do what they need to do. They are beholden to him. They kiss the ring. They bow to him. And if they don't do what he says, he cuts you off. So is that the way you want to live? Seriously? So know your rights on election day. Here we are on Home Improvement, Fix and Facts, talking about this because it is important. Every single vote matters. So if the polls close while you're in line, stay in line. They close at 8 o'clock today, if I'm not mistaken. You have a right to vote. So if you are already in line, you cannot be kicked out of line. If you have a paper ballot and you make a mistake on your ballot, you can ask for a new one. They cannot deny you. Destroy the one that you have. Put a big X on it. Rip it in half. Rip it in pieces. Tear it up before you put it in the trash. But you have the right to ask for a new ballot. If you go to a place where the voting machines are down because they're having a problem or the internet or something isn't working, let's pray they're not connected to the internet. If the voting machines are down at your place of polling, ask for a paper ballot. They should have it. If you go to a place to vote and they seem to have a discrepancy about what's going on, or they tell you that you've already voted, ask for a provisional ballot because you want to make sure that they have to give it to you. If they find out that your vote was accepted, then the provisional ballot doesn't count. If you mailed in a ballot in the state of Pennsylvania, this is Pennsylvania. We here in Pennsylvania might just make or break this election. There's going to be a lot of happy people and a lot of sad people tomorrow or sometime during the week. But if you are not sure that you did your mail-in vote correctly, you can go to the voting office to where their polling places. You can check and you can ask for a provisional ballot. I guarantee you they will not be counted twice. Voting integrity is the best it has ever been. And if you pay attention, people, where are all the threats coming from? Both sides are bringing up election interference and problems, but where's the most of it coming from? Who is already screaming election fraud and stealing and things before we've even voted? Seriously. So if I win, everything's good. And if I lose, you stole it? Is that how you're going to want to teach your kids to play sports? And another thing about this, and we'll get back to the home industry in just a minute, is that, you know, look at the values that you've tried to instill in your children and your grandchildren. If you went to your job and talked to your boss the way you hear Donald Trump talk about people, you would be fired. You would not have a job. Think about that. Where are your ethics? Where is your sense of right and wrong? These are the things that I'm asking. And last but not least, let me remind everybody that if you run into any problems or have any questions on election day and somebody can't help you or answer them, call the Election Protection Hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE. That's O-U-R, meaning our, belonging to us. 866-OUR-VOTE. very important for people to know that you have rights and nobody can take those rights away from you. So I just want to remind everybody when it comes to the housing market too, if you're somebody, I talked a couple weeks ago about building a new home and what goes into building a new home. And keep in mind that the cost, if tariffs get put in place, are going to be higher on building a new home. Supply and demand, your estimates are going to be a moving target just like they were in 2020 and 2021. So both sides, Harris and Trump, have proposed a variety of ways to address the cost of housing. Demand side measures include offering people money up front to help them buy a home, while the supply side measures include providing incentives for builders to construct more houses. Now, I love Kamala Harris's plan. I love it. I absolutely love it. She wants to provide a $25,000 down payment support for first-time home buyers. And a first-time home buyer is anybody who hasn't had a house in their name in the past 3 years. So you might have owned a house, you know, 10 years ago, and you had to give it up during COVID or something. Well, you are now a first-time home buyer, as well as a $10,000 tax credit. Trump has floated proposals, you know, a concept of an idea. He's floated proposals of loosening zoning rules to bring down costs. Okay, Harris has my vote there. So I think that's really important for our first-time homebuyers. Harris wants to do new construction. She wants to work with the construction building market to be able to build more low-income and affordable housing across the United States. Trump wants to go into federal lands and try to open up housing, which in federal lands, a lot of that isn't even buildable. So let's think about that for a minute. So a win for Trump could mean more drilling and oil, some analysis say, by unleashing the energy production here in our country would help fight inflation. Well, Joe Biden has already done that. Gas prices are down. There has been a record high production of commodities of both oil and gas. So it's difficult to see how the oil and gas industry has been significantly impeded by the Democratic administration. So keep that in mind. We're talking about the tariffs. Slapping tariffs on foreign goods imported to the United States is the hallmark of Trump's plan. While the former president is asserting that such fees will revitalize factory jobs and bring in revenue, it is not true. Kamala Harris has blasted Trump's plan for tariffs, knocking them as a sales tax, but she hasn't disavowed using tariffs herself. I do believe there is a place for certain tariffs here in our country, but not at the expenditure of ruining the American people and causing a cost of living to be higher. Analysis at Barclays have estimated that a scenario in which a Trump administration imposes 10% tariffs on all imports and a 60% tax on goods coming from China would reduce the S&P 500 earnings per share by 3.2 in 2025, with another hit of 1.5 after the United States trading partners implement regulatory tariffs on their own. So our economy will tank under the Trump plan. Trump will get richer. His cronies will get richer. The rich people will get richer. The big businesses that have their hands in Trump's pocket will get richer. But we, the average American, will not. So it's so important that we understand what is happening and how housing, the housing market. I want my kids and my grandkids to be able to have the American dream. I don't want to hear the bashing all the time that it's not possible, because it is possible. So one more thing that I want to be able to put out there. I know my time is getting tight here, but tariffs will cost us dearly in construction, in the construction and housing market industry. It will affect us on the things that we like to buy here in our country. Keep in mind Medicare and Social Security. Medicare and Social Security are issues that come up every year. And even though Trump says he would protect Social Security, if you read Project 2025. If you haven't already and you vote for Trump, I promise you, you will certainly know what Project 2025 will do to you and your family in the future. So Harris has told organizations that she'd shore up the program by making billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share. I mean, I can't believe it. I've talked to people that are multimillionaire businesses, and the amount of taxes some of them pay is through the roof, while others, bigger companies like Elon Musk and Bezos and some others, to name a few, hardly pay anything in taxes. I just don't understand how that is. So growth is a big factor in our country. It's so important. And it is so important that we pay attention to what is happening every day. I mean, people, I have begged you to do your homework here with what's happening in the market. I've talked about it on my other show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. I can't tell you how hard it under the government of Donald Trump it will be for all of us to build a home, to fix our homes, to buy products, to be more comfortable. I think the middle class will find themselves being poorer. The rich will be getting richer. It's just a fact of the matter. And I'm hoping, like Mary Lou, that you understand what has happened with these so-called tariffs. It's so important that we understand how it has affected us here in the United States. It's so important that we understand that we want to keep jobs here. We want to build the products here. We want to get ahead in this country. I don't want to struggle under a Trump presidency. I want women to succeed in this country. I want women to be able to have a right to being able to continue to buy houses, to continue to have credit cards and bank accounts, all things that we didn't have before, Think about that. And our rights are slowly being taken away by, as you've heard me, air quotes in the air, old white men here in our country that don't even have a degree in medicine or understanding how it works. So we are also going to see insurances rise on not just our car insurance, but our housing insurance. And we are still working on having our expert come on board to talk about how the natural disasters have affected the insurance market. Insurance prices are going up. And I truly believe that under Kamala Harris, she will not allow the price gouging to happen in our market. So I am begging all of you to pay attention to what is going on, to pay attention to how everything that is happening will affect us in our home every single day, in taking care of our parents, in taking care of our children, in taking care of trying to be able to buy a house, a car, trying to be able to move, trying to add an addition to our house. Just everything that is out there is definitely going to affect us. And I know I've been on a soapbox this whole show, but I cannot tell you how important it is to get out and vote today. I am praying that there is a blue wave that overcomes the United States, one like we've never seen before. We've heard those words before, but the cost of housing is too high. The housing costs have become a major source of worry and financial stress for so many of us here in the United States, and they've outpaced our paychecks, and they've put an undue burden on renters that are sharing the housing costs. They've had increases in rents because home buyers and landlord, excuse me, some of them are raising them the wrong way. And Kamala Harris will address that. But home prices have risen about 50% in the last 5 years. 5 years, count back 5 years. Who was in office 5 years ago? And many households are struggling to find homes that they can afford. So just to go over the plans again, when Kamala Harris talks about housing, it's personal. She remembers what it is like to save up, to buy a home, what her mother did. Donald Trump has never had that issue. He disbanded $40 million. It's crazy. So she is going to work very hard to help first-time buyers with down payments and take the companies that are jacking up rents to court. She's a prosecutor. You know, all these things you hear about her, the commercials, like, oh my God, I can't wait till they're done. There's so many lies out there. And she is talking about building millions of new homes. Her tax plan is a mix of increasing supply, providing financial support and aspiring home buyers, and curtailing landlords. Building more homes is so important here in our country. First-time assistance for buyers is so important. Now, under Donald Trump's plan, let me give him his due too. His plans when it comes to housing are much less detailed. Remember, he's a concept of plans. And according to his website, and I'm pulling these facts up. According to the websites, I think I only have like a minute left here. Okay, 10 seconds. Okay, people, let me say to you, get out and vote. Go check it. He is talking about taking our federal lands and slashing regulations that make it easier to build. That's not going to help us. I thank you all for listening. Get out the vote. Pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. And maybe by the end of the week, we can all be stress-free. Otherwise, I will be going to therapy. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. We're going to talk about products made in the USA. Take care.